This Chazar is Zechin Nishma, V'chichas Kishlag, V'chichas Yehuda, Mesech Tichsu, B'staf Lamed. Zechimar Mishna says that the penalty applies even when the girl who was violated is ushered to the man with Karis. This is the Gemara. Now, this Mishnah excludes the view of Rabbi Nechonim ben Hakona, who says in a Braisa that not only one is chayav Misa and money for the same action as he potter from having to pay the money, because of Kamalei B'Rav Minei, rather one is even potter from paying when the same action makes him chayav Karis and chayav money. You say Kamalei B'Rav Minei over there as well. Therefore, according to him, since the Bia in our Mishnah makes him chayav Karis in those cases, he would not have to pay the penalty according to him. Abai explained that Rav Nechunya's view is based on the word osoin being used in connection with a court-imposed death penalty and also used by Yaakov Avinu to refer to death by Bidei Shamayim. This compares the two and teaches that both make the person potter from having to pay as well. So whether it's Karas Bidei Shamayim, whether it's Mises Bidei Bezin. Rav Adbar Havad asked, how do you know that when Yaakov Avinu used the word osoin, he was referring to his concern of the death of Ben Yamin through cold or heat, which would be Bidei Shamayim? Maybe he was referring to death by a wild animal or thieves, which is considered Bidei Adam. So, and for the Gemara, Yaakov was concerned of any manner of death, and therefore, surely the word osan referred also to death of Bidei Shemayim as well. Why is it assumed that death by heat or cold is considered to be death by Bidei Shemayim? Abraisa actually says that they're not considered to be Bidei Shemayim. Also, Rabbi Yosef said that death by an attacking animal is actually a form of Misa Bidei Shemayim, because it sort of takes the place in the absence of the availability of Bezin to carry out the death penalty. If so, why is it assumed that it's considered to be death Bidei Adam when it's by animal. Zuckmer reversed Rav Adbar Hava's statement to say that he said that death by heat and cold is actually Bidei Adam and death by animals is Bidei Shemayim. Rava said different. Rava said Rav Nechunya's view is based on the pasuk which Hashem says that if Bezdin doesn't give skila to a person who gives his children to the Moilech Avodah Zarah, then Hashem himself will give the person karis. We see that karis is like the Bezdin's death penalty, and we therefore learn that just as one is potter from paying money when he's also chayiv misa for the action, he's also potter from paying money when he's also chayiv karis for the same action. The difference between Abaya and Rava would be where a non-Kayan ate Truma, where the punishment is Misa Bidei Shemayim, but it's not Karas. So according to Abaya, he'd be potter from paying money because Yaakov was surely referring to any form of death, even Misa Bidei Shemayim, which is not Karas. And according to Rava, he would be Chayiv money because the only time you potter is when you Chayiv Karas, but not when it's another form of Misa Bidei Shemayim. In fact, why would he be potter in this case, according to Abaya? We find that Rav Chista said that Rav Nechumya says that one who steals and eats Chaylev would have to pay for it even though he's Chayiv Karas, because the act of stealing came before the act of eating. If so, the same should be regarding the one who ate the truma. Where it says the case is where someone else stuck it into his mouth, so he didn't lift it before eating it. In fact, remember, he's chai for stealing as soon as he bites it, and he's not chai for eating the truma until he swallows it. Where it says the case is that the person stuck it directly down his throat, so he swallowed it. That's when he's first chai for stealing it, when he swallowed it. In fact, remember, if he stuck it down to the point that he could have brought it back up, then he didn't bring it back up, so he'd be chai for stealing at the moment it entered his throat, but he would not be chai for eating it until he actually swallowed it. Mar says, if it was put to a point where he cannot bring it back up, and then that's considered to be he was forced to eat it, and shouldn't be chayiv at all. The Gemara says the case is where he could have brought it back up only with difficulty through a dechak. So by bazoi, it's by not bringing it back up until he doesn't bring it back up, until he swallows it. At that point he's chayiv for both the stealing and for the eating of the truma. Papa said the case is where someone put liquid truma into another person's mouth, which is disgusting to be spit out, and therefore he becomes chayiv for both only once he swallows it. Rav Ashi said the case is where the truma belonged to the non-Kayan, and while eating it, he tore someone's clothing. That's where Abaye would say that he is potter.